How do real estate wholesalers get paid?
To learn more about real estate wholesaling and investing, please visit www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com, and for our quick start program, go to www.11dayschallenge.com.
All right, so here's this question. How do real estate wholesalers get paid? I don't like the phrase real estate wholesalers, but it's real, okay? I personally don't like using it, but it's much more important for you to understand why I don't like using it rather than being religious about that. You don't have to be religious about that. The reason why I don't like using it is because everyone, their moms and their pops are wholesalers right now, even if they've never closed a deal before in their life. And you want to make sure you separate yourself from that, okay? Wholesalers are very arrogant. That title is very arrogant, that's a word I'm looking for. They are hustlers, okay? I don't teach people to be hustlers. I'm just telling you, again, don't get stuck on the terminology or anything like that. Just understand where I'm coming from, in the sense that if you're a hustler, you're not thinking strategies. You're not thinking this is a profession. You're not thinking I need to serve people. All you're thinking about is the Lamborghini. All you're thinking about is the X5 and the BMWs. That's what you're thinking about. You're much more concerned about the lifestyle, okay? And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying there's a place for that, and there's a place to actually learn the skill set that's involved in wholesaling, okay? Wholesaling is one exit strategy when you're investing in real estate. Real estate investing, you buy low, you sell high, simply, right? Simply put, right? Wholesaling is when you lock up a house, instead of actually buying it, you have intentions to actually get it closed, but you're not going to be the person to actually buy. You're not the end buyer. You're just going to help an end buyer secure a deal, okay? An end buyer, a lot of them, cash buyers, they don't have time, right? They don't have the system in place to find all these really good deals. What do I mean by good deals? 50 cents, 40 cents on the dollar. They want to pay 40 to 60% of what the property is actually worth. Why? Because that's how they make money. They want to add some value to the property and flip it back into the market, and then they make profit. It's a noble way of making a living, right? So if you help them secure these deals, right, help them find this kind of deals, they'll pay you a little something, $5,000, $10,000, $30,000, depending on the size of the deal. Averaging $25,000. Why? Because you don't want to deal with houses or market in places where the properties are worth less than $100,000. If you're marketing to places where properties are worth $10,000, $15,000, there's no meat on the bone for you to make money. That's why I keep saying that, okay? So that's how you get paid. You get paid because you help cash buyers secure a deal. That's a noble way to make money. You help somebody save time. You help them save resources. You create leverage for their business. So if you show up all the time with a good deal already written in the form of a contract, the property is worth $400,000, but you're able to secure that property at $230,000. It needs about $20,000 of work, right? So they spent about $250,000. And they sell it back into the market, gross profit is about $150,000 after investing almost nothing, because for the most part, they're probably going to use the bank's money, other people's money, right? Even if it's private funding, right? So they make money, they feed their family that way. And if you help them secure those deals, you get paid. That's how wholesalers, quote unquote, wholesalers, that's how they get paid. So in reality, how do you get paid in reality? The way you get paid is by having systems, marketing systems in place to find these deals. It's not about chasing houses around the streets. Houses don't become money. It's the people behind the ownership of those houses that tend to be distressed, and you can help them get rid of these properties by simply locking it on the contract and getting it sold. Help them get rid of the property, then you keep it moving. Majority of the houses you're going to encounter are not going to be deals. So you don't want to be doing this business in a way that you're stuck with manual work, right? Like, for example, driving for dollars around town, you could get lucky. But again, I don't teach people to get lucky. I teach people how to really build a business out of this, how to build a marketing business. It's marketing at the end of the day. It's about learning how to find the right prospect, because you're going to go through thousands upon thousands of prospects But you're going to pre-qualify them using systems, not with your mouth, not with your personal time, because there are only 24 hours of it in a day. You got to learn how to use systems to do that. And that's what we cover heavily inside of the challenge. And hopefully you're already going through the challenge so that you don't have to do all this kind of manual work that you hear people preaching about out there. You see, the simpler, the easier it seems on the forefront, the more people are coming in it, the higher the chances you're not going to make money, okay? But if you're willing to do the extra mile, go the extra mile and learn the skill set, then you increase your chances dramatically of making money, because most people are looking for easy. And in life, and especially in business, easy is a word that's not relevant. All right. Hopefully you've been enlightened, educated. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.
To learn more about real estate wholesaling and investing, please visit www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And for our quick start program, go to www.11dayschallenge.com.